This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Take a drink, feel the burn, unforgettable. I'll destroy you, I'll begin to breathe. Do you love me? No, I don't know if I need that, but I know who I use. And I don't know if I'm the enemies, but you could choose. Innocence is complicated, though I say I'm true.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it does not matter who the host is. All that matters is that you are here and that I am here with you. Well, it doesn't matter that I'm here with you. It matters that somebody's here with you. Anyways, how have you been? How were things? Yeah, we're back. We're back in the studio. Yeah, after coming off that trip of Chicago. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida. That's for sure. Anyways, today is the 19th of April of 2024, day 110th of the year, and only 256 days left to go. We are broadcasting from across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Rio.
So that's what we have going on, no doubt about it. So tomorrow, 4:20, some people are already doing the puff vanishing act, no doubt about that, as we are talking. So how have you been? Because, man, it feels like it's an eternity in regards to what's going on. Now, I have to tell you, this whole thing of going out onto the road in broadcasting, it has become more and more interesting as we get to do it. I'm not going to lie here. So let's talk about some of the stuff that's going on. Next week, I'm trying to figure out how we're going to do this. The time zone I'm going to be in is a huge difference compared. Well, I shouldn't say a huge difference. I should say Australia was a huge difference. But it'll be different than the one that we're currently in. So that makes the show kind of a weird anomaly in regards to time frame. And that's going to be how it's going to be for the next 2 weeks. But I have to share with you, I will be going up to the conference at Energy Safety Canada. Now, that one, if I remember correctly, if I get my dates right, because I can never get dates right in my head. I mean, now that I want to go out on a date, I'm just saying I can't get date right in my head. That one will start kicking off being broadcasted from the 30th of April all the way through the 2nd of May from Energy Safety Canada in Banff. Now, here's the gig. I don't know how we're going to pull this off. Let me explain why. It's a 2-hour difference. So we normally are in here at 7 a.m. Eastern time. So let's start off with that. So that would mean that we would have to be there at 5 o'clock in the morning, really earlier than that, and have people attend. Not sure how that's going to happen. So there might be a delayed recorded version of this, or we might be a day behind. I have not made up my mind on how that's going to work. So I just want us to be in tune with reality on what the hell's going on, okay? So That's what I got right now. But we'll talk about that a little bit more. Anyways, let me stop being so rude. If this is the first time here, let me tell you what we do. We talk about safety in the news, news and safety. It's kind of how the show goes. Outside of that, we bring in some professional broadcasters. They talk about what the hell is going on. We've changed up the professional broadcaster thing a little bit. Kind of more focus between you and I. And with it being Friday, it means that it's Freeform Friday. So what does that mean to you and me? Well, it means that we're going to talk about all the shit that we didn't talk about this week. And because we kind of skedaddled 2 days this week, we're probably going to have more than what we're able to talk about today. Normally, we give you a versionality of a main story. Just on Fridays, we don't do it because it's all freeform. So there you go. So if you're going to be out there at Energy Safety Canada, would love to see you in the I believe we'll be in the exhibit hall, but I'll know more about that as we go. If not, we can do some other things. It's not a problem. So let's hang out and do some things together because it's always a fun time in doing so. But as the thing in Energy Safety Canada will be occurring, we'll do some recordings. That way we get to interact with some people. That way it's all squared up. It'll be a good time. It definitely will be. And we have some other things that are going on because it seems like we always have things that are going on. So just so you know, also for the people that have been asking, I've been mentioning it mostly closely towards the end. I guess I could talk about it now. But Conklin Conference coming up September the 10th through the 12th in Santa Fe, New Mexico. We'll be talking about the different things that are going on inside of the world of human and organizational performance. So that's available to you. All you have to do to find out more information, safetyfm.io. Our show is pretty simple to interact with when you want to find out stuff. You go to call-in radio. That's the way that we get to interact. It's video, audio, and text messaging all available in one source. That's the interaction form of the show. It's kind of a simple process. We're also available at safetyfm.com, radiobig.fm. We're also available at safety.fm. And then, of course, all the different players that are out there, different social media aspects. So it's a plethora of things on where you can always feel the love. That's always an important aspect of what is going on. No doubt about that. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we do this? Why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I talk about the trends of the ends, let's see, Google strikes back against insolent protesters in Ecuador. Yeah, Ecuador balances crisis or Ecuador. It's an Ecuador or an equator. Which one do you want? So take your pick. Snoop Dogg designed some sneakers in time for 420, and John Mayer creates a stunning timepiece. We'll talk about that. A reality star was spotted serving food in California's Chili's, and Netflix announces the end of The Watcher. We'll talk about that in the casting details. Also, internet pranksters have to have a go at Meghan Markle's latest venture. So we'll talk about all of that stuff as we're getting into it. So outside of that, I have some friends that are hanging out at Feature Story News. They're going to come in. They're going to tell you about what the hell's going on inside of the world of the news. So I think we should sit back. We should relax and do some things together. What do you think? Do you think that should be the anomaly of anomalies of things to do? I would say so. So with that being said, let's do some Feature Story News and find out what the hell is going on out there. Because that's what it sounds like. It should be important.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. US officials say Israel's launched a strike against Iran in retaliation for drone and missile attacks on Saturday. Iran's air defences were used in several locations, but it's now lifted internal flight restrictions that had been imposed. American officials were given advance warning about a strike on Iran, according to US media. Defence editor at the Evening Standard, Robert Fox, says it could lead to significant escalation.
I'm afraid that Netanyahu's on a war path. He survives by going on with war. And this is where I think the real problem is that this is susceptible to miscalculation. Key areas in this are actually not going to be Britain and America, but what the serious Arab capitals, particularly Saudi Arabia, Egypt, say, do think about this.
Ukrainian officials say 8 people, including 2 children, have died in 2 Russian strikes in the Dnipropetrovsk region. President Zelensky says it highlights the need for more air defences for the area and its main city of Dnipro. India started voting in the world's largest election, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi seeking a third term in power. The country has almost 1 billion eligible voters, with the election spread over 7 phases. Rebecca Bundon reports from Chennai.
People have been flocking to the polling booths in India, with voting taking place across parts of 21 states in the country. In what is the first phase of the polls, voting will end on the 1st of June, and votes will be counted on the 4th of June. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is widely expected to return to power for a rare third term, although there are questions over whether his Hindu nationalist BJP and its allies will be able to secure the 400 seats it is aiming for. The opposition has hit out at Mr. Modi, accusing him of eroding democracy, while concerns remain over inflation and unemployment levels. Modi, a popular but controversial figure, is trying to appeal to voters with its welfare schemes and promises to boost the economy. Rebecca Bundon, Chennai.
A new satellite assessment suggests nearly half the land under major cities in China is sinking because of human activity. In coastal cities, this subsidence threatens millions of people with flooding as sea levels rise. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
A team of researchers examined 82 cities using data from satellites and found 45% were sinking faster than 3 millimetres per year. According to the researchers, the main problem is the extraction and use of water in local city areas, and that is effectively helping these cities sink, and some at a rapid pace. China has undergone rapid urbanisation in the past century, with now 900 million city dwellers. Authors of the study say the threat going forward is the exposure of urban populations to flooding from a combination of subsidence and sea levels rising brought about by climate change.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today in more detail at plans to pay for the reconstruction of Ukraine. Germany will be hosting a Ukraine reconstruction conference in June, and the Ukrainian Prime Minister has been in the United States this week, urging not just more military support for Kyiv, but help planning the country's eventual rebuilding.
It is really not assistance for Ukraine. It's for the United States' own industrial and defense base, which frankly had degraded.
Igor Krestin is the director of Global Policy at the George W. Bush Institute in Dallas. He says Ukraine's reconstruction presents opportunities for international private sector firms.
This reconstruction is not going to be a burden. There's quite a bit of opportunity in Ukraine for America's private sector companies and others to partake in the reconstruction projects. And that is something that I think the United States has emphasized through, and the European Union through its various sort of conferences and gatherings. Ukraine has its own agency, Ukrinvest, that is geared towards attracting private sector investment and making sure that this is not a burden on anyone's taxpayers.
But the details will be complicated because the West wants Russia in some fashion to pay for the rebuilding of Ukraine, and because the Trump wing of the Republican Party is totally opposed to any suggestion that the United States should get engaged in nation building whenever the war ends. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, US officials say Israel has launched a strike against Iran in retaliation for drone and missile attacks. Ukraine says 8 people, including 2 children, have died in 2 Russian strikes in the Dnipropetrovsk region. India started voting in the world's largest election, and a new satellite assessment suggests nearly half the land under major cities in China is sinking because of human activity. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN, that's safetyfm.com/VPN, to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm. Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. There you go. Here we are, 19 minutes past the top of the hour, as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Freeform Friday, as we get to do everything together, because, you know, that's important as we are talking. So let's get into the move of the groove of everything that is happening inside of the world of the multiverse, because that's what we need to talk about. The FBI formally announced on Thursday that the Chinese Communist Party is actively working to attack American cybersecurity infrastructure. In the words of the FBI, Christopher Rai, China's plan is to land low blows against civilian infrastructure to try to induce panic and break America's will to resist. He added that China's targeting the critical infrastructure that is both broad and unrelenting. This is according to the FBI. Seriously, that's the direct quote. So worth remembering, earlier this week, CBS News reported on extensive illegal marijuana operation across the country managed and bankrolled by the Chinese organized crime groups. Unrelated? Question mark. While there is no public confirmation that China had anything to do with this, emerging services in four different states went offline on Wednesday night, and another brief and bizarre incident affecting American telecommunication services. Areas in South Dakota, Texas, Nebraska, and Nevada reported that 911 calls would not connect, but landlines could. So far, there is no reporting on the cause, but at least one police department in Texas blames the problem with a major cellular carrier. This is according to CNN. So let me talk about this. For what it's worth, a spokesperson for a third-party contractor called Lumen Technologies took the blame for the outage, saying that the crew physically cut a fiber optic cable while installing a light pole, but that wouldn't explain the entire outage for the state of Texas. And it gets wilder and weirder. Later on Thursday, the Honolulu Police Department said that 911 system was down, though only for a short amount of time. Also unrelated, question mark, on Thursday morning, flights out of Sacramento, California were delayed over a disruption of AT&T services. This is according to KCRA. Now, worth remembering, in February, a network-wide AT&T outage left 75% of its customers across the country without cell phone service, and the company credited everyone's account. The CEO blamed the incorrect process internally for the disruption that lasted several hours. So, let's not sit here and talk about conspiracy theories, but man, oh shit. When you really start thinking about it, there's a lot of stuff to go wrong and go, huh, it's not tied in together. There is nothing that's affecting one thing over the other. It gets just weird and weird and weird.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, in a move that would have been unfathomable at the peak of the woke political discourse 3 years ago, Google fired 28 employees who protested its contract with Israel government this week. The employee staged a sit-in at the office in New York and California earlier this week. At the time, nine were arrested for trespassing. An activist group called No Tech for No Tech organized a protest, and it's calling for the dismissal of the Retaliators Act, claiming that Google staff has the right to peacefully protest about terms and conditions in labor. Google and Amazon have partnered in a $1.2 billion deal to provide data storage for computing power to the Israel government. This is according to the New York Times. So what do you think about this? I have to ask, because I always want to understand protest better than anybody else. So what do you think? Does it make sense, not make sense, somewhat make sense? You know, don't know if it makes sense. It's just one of these weird things. Can you sit there and protest? Like, listen, if you don't like how somebody does something, if you don't like what your organization's doing, you have the choice to leave. It gets weird when you start doing stuff that disrupts work, because then it becomes a weird concept. I'm just saying. So what do you think here? What is your thought process? What is the things that go through your head as we talk about this? Just trying to figure it out, because listen, there's a number of things there that we could talk about. So I don't know. It's ideation at its best when we start talking about all this good stuff.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, as equator wages Ecuador wages a domestic war gang violence, it's also struggling to keep the lights on. The government ordered all public and private sector workers to stay at home yesterday for a long weekend in an effort to conserve energy in places of work. President Daniel Noboa asked the energy minister this week for a failure to anticipate and manage the situation. He also announced an investigation into concerns of other power plants and internally being sabotaged. Officials blame the lack of rainfall for the outages, limiting the output of capacity in hydroelectric dams to compose of much of Ecuador's energy infrastructure. So what do you think here? It gets interesting. I mean, it definitely gets interesting as we're talking about it, because, man, what a world. So what do you think? I mean, what do you think? Could you imagine all of a sudden be told, hey, stay at home because we're trying to do some power stuff? I think it would get interesting if you were here in the U.S. and that was told to you. But I guess it's no different than the rolling power outages that used to occur in, you know, in that other place that, you know, that people don't mention so much.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Okay, animal control officials in Connecticut collected a pair of black vultures who appear to have fallen over after taking a few steps, let alone able to fly. Some subsequent tests revealed that the birds were medically fine other than being drunk. Yeah, you heard me. The vultures were drunk. One official says the local media they were literally drunk, unable to balance and stand. Kept passing out and their eyes actively dying. We ran every test, and at the end, they were too drunk to fly. Officials believe that fermenting garbage in a dumpster was enough to get them loaded, and just like humans treating inebriates them, and the caretakers gave them fluids and let them sleep, and they were good, you know, and as new with a big breakfast the next day. So, I mean, I guess that we have a lot more in common than we originally thought. So I'm not calling you a vulture. Let's make sure that we're clear here. What we're talking about is, hey, being able to stay awake-o. In regards of some of the stuff that's going on. So there you go. Also, take a listen to this. Rush hour traffic is a headache for many, but the Department of Energy has compiled a list of the top 10 cities for the worst commute. Topping the list is, are you ready for this? The state of New York, whose commuters spend approximately, are you ready for this, 33.2 minutes getting to their office. Maryland, New Jersey, D.C. aren't far behind with 30-minute commutes. Rounding the top 10 is Massachusetts, California, Illinois, Georgia, Virginia, and Florida, all which see about 27 minutes of worth of commute. The average one-way commute time across the country is about 27 minutes. This is according to the DOE. You know who the DOE is? Do you know? It's the Department of Energy. So there you go. Yeah, that's on energy.gov.eeire/vehicle/article/FOTW1338, April 15, 2024. Workers, New York State, hard, longest commute times. Yeah, that's if you want to go see the original one. But I want to make sure that we're clear here. This is dating back to 2022. Even though the report just came out. So there you go. Take a listen to this. Legendary guitarist Dickie Betts has died. He passed away on Thursday at his home in Osprey, Florida, after with a battle with cancer and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Betts co-founded the Allman Brothers. He was 80 at the time of his passing. 80. So there you go. Let's talk about by the numbers real quick, because some people want to know about this. The Dow increased by 22 points, or 0.058, to close at 37,775 on Thursday. The S&P lost about 11 points to close at 5,011, and the NASDAQ lost about 81 points to close at 15,601. West Texas Intermediate closed at $82 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $87 a barrel. Bitcoin, ticked up about 3% on Thursday, trading around $63,300. And the national average price of gas was $3.67 on Thursday. Yeah, $3.67. When I was in Chicago just a couple days ago, I want to say, if I remember correctly, if my brain is still functioning, it was $4.69. So there you go. So with gases continuing and prices like that, maybe we need to start talking about this. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $178 million jackpot or a $79.6 million cash payout. Saturday night's Powerball drawing will be for $98 million jackpot or a $45.8 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. So how do you look at this? Do you understand the annuity portion here? If you took the $178,000 or $178 million opposed to 79.6, like, are you really willing to take that big of a cut, almost $100 million just to get it all accessed at one time? I'm just asking. I'm trying to have an understanding here. So there you go. I mean, just some stuff. Take a listen to this. Basketball star Caitlin Clark blocked former football player Antonio Brown on X after he posted inappropriate things about her, including calling her cracker of the day. Others who have blocked AB include his former teammates Tom Brady and even the president Joe Biden. Don't know why that was important, but apparently we need to talk about that. Also, actress Sydney Sweeney thinks it's shameful that veteran Hollywood producer Carol Baum called her not pretty and said that she can't act. In response to Carol's critique, which also included calling Sweeney's flick anyone but view unwatchable, she told Variety that she learned in her decades in the industry and feels that it's appropriate to teach her students. That's shameful. After the backlash across multiple forms, Carol's rep said that she already is expressing regret over the thing and wishes that she would have never made the original comments. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you want to say what you got to say, say it. But why do it in the media? Call Sweeney up and tell her, hey, listen, this is how I feel. I don't think it's great. If you don't think something's great, that's fine. I've come to the realization many, many, many moons ago that not everything that's put out is for me. Now, I'll tell you, it's kind of funny because I just watched that movie. I was stuck on a plane or I watched it. It's a rom-com. I mean, I've never watched a rom-com going, I'm expecting some great acting in this. I mean, you know, I look at it as a popcorn movie. You know, I'm going to sit there, want to watch a movie. I don't have any expectancies on highs or lows or whatever. But apparently something was done right with this movie. It made over $100 million. But it was probably done right because it was for the target audience that they were looking for. I can tell you, me, that I was not the target audience for that movie. But hey, I was like, I'm on this flight and they have this movie and there's not really much of anything else that I really want to watch. I mean, not that I wanted to watch in the first place, but I was like, hey, somebody else had told me about it. And I said, hey, okay, I'll watch it. Let's see what happens. And there you go. That's how the cookie crumbled. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour. I think we need to bring you some more news because why would we not do that?
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Story news in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. US officials say Israel's launched a strike against Iran in retaliation for drone and missile attacks on Saturday. Iran's air defences were used in several locations, but it's now lifted internal flight restrictions that had been imposed. American officials were given advance warning about a strike on Iran, according to US media. Defence editor at the Evening Standard, Robert Fox, says it could lead to significant escalation.
I'm afraid that Netanyahu's on a war path. He survives by going on with war. And this is where I think the real problem is that this is susceptible to miscalculation. Key areas in this are actually not going to be Britain and America, but what the serious Arab capitals, particularly Saudi Arabia, Egypt, say, do think about this.
Ukrainian officials say 8 people, including 2 children, have died in 2 Russian strikes in the Dnipropetrovsk region. President Zelensky says it highlights the need for more air defences for the area and its main city of Dnipro. India started voting in the world's largest election with Prime Minister Narendra Modi seeking a third term in power. The country has almost 1 billion eligible voters, with the election spread over 7 phases. Rebecca Bundon reports from Chennai.
People have been flocking to the polling booths in India, with voting taking place across parts of 21 states in the country. In what is the first phase of the polls, voting will end on the 1st of June, and votes will be counted on the 4th of June. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is widely expected to return to power for a rare third term, although there are questions over whether his Hindu nationalist BJP and its allies will be able to secure the 400 seats it is aiming for. The opposition has hit out at Mr. Modi, accusing him of eroding democracy, while concerns remain over inflation and unemployment levels. Modi, a popular but controversial figure, is trying to appeal to voters with its welfare schemes and promises to boost the economy. Rebecca Bundon, Chennai.
A new satellite assessment suggests nearly half the land under major cities in China is sinking because of human activity. In coastal cities, this subsidence threatens millions of people with flooding as sea levels rise. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
A team of researchers examined 82 cities using data from satellites and found 45% were sinking faster than 3 millimetres per year. According to the researchers, the main problem is the extraction and use of water in local city areas, and that is effectively helping these cities sink, and some at a rapid pace. China has undergone rapid urbanisation in the past century, with now 900 million city dwellers. Authors of the study say the threat going forward is the exposure of urban populations to flooding from a combination of subsidence and sea levels rising brought about by climate change.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today in more detail at plans to pay for the reconstruction of Ukraine. Germany will be hosting a Ukraine reconstruction conference in June, and the Ukrainian Prime Minister has been in the United States this week urging not just more military support for Kyiv, but help planning the country's eventual rebuilding.
It's really not assistance for Ukraine. It's for the United States' own industrial and defense base, which frankly had degraded.
Igor Krestin is the Director of Global Policy at the George W. Bush Institute in Dallas. He says Ukraine's reconstruction presents opportunities for international private sector firms.
This reconstruction is not going to be a burden. There's quite a bit of opportunity in Ukraine for America's private sector companies and others to partake in the reconstruction projects. And that is something that I think the United States has emphasized through, and the European Union through its various sort of conferences and gatherings. Ukraine has its own agency, Ukrinvest, that is geared towards attracting private sector investment and making sure that this is not a burden on anyone's taxpayers.
But the details will be complicated because the West wants Russia in some fashion to pay for the rebuilding of Ukraine, and because the Trump wing of the Republican Party is totally opposed to any suggestion that the United States should get engaged in nation building whenever the war ends. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, US officials say Israel has launched a strike against Iran in retaliation for drone and missile attacks. Ukraine says 8 people, including 2 children, have died in 2 Russian strikes in the Dnipropetrovsk region. India started voting in the world's largest election, and a new satellite assessment suggests nearly half the land under major cities in China is sinking because of human activity. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out, and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then, with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things is mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things is mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer self-preaching and warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
God, what's that awful stench?
Radio.
It's incredible. Tiger stalks, velvet walking all alone. I'll expose you. No stability, it hurts to love me. No, I don't know if I need it.
Okay, here we go. You are still listening to the Rated R Safety Show, 43 minutes past the top of the hour, as we get to hang out and do our thing. Yeah, that's for sure. Hopefully you're enjoying this Freeform Friday. That would be Friday of a form that's free. That's just for you, just for information purposes.
So let's talk for a moment. Let's do our gig. Let's do our world. Let's have some fun. Let's enjoy our time together. So let's talk about this. This right here that you're taking a listen to. This is called Bold By You. This is from our friends Oceanic. You know, we play a lot of their songs during these little times. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. If you want to take a little gander-ander. I like me some Oceanic. I'm not going to lie here. So there you go. So give them a download, take a listen, give it a streamer, give it a little stream action. So there you go. Let's get it moving and grooving your way. Because I think it's important. I really do. I think it's so important for us to hang and bang. Yeah, over you. So there you go. Okay, we've been fooled by you. Thank you to Oceanic for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that. We'd like to give you a little thank you, ain't ya, for that. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I'm ever going to tell you in my lifetime. And this is not a joke, any particular moment that I say this, but this is about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. So let me tell you about what they do. They are pretty much a place that helps you find help. Anything related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support resources. That's just to name a few things. All you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. And that will get everything moving and grooving for you. To Write Love on Her Arms. So once you get there, you get moving, you change everything. Everything moves forward with you in regards of what needs to happen. I'm going to tell you, I don't think it gets much simpler than that, but it's one of those processes that once you get there and you start putting that information in, looking at what needs to be done, they are there to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Once you get to the website, TWLOHA.com, go all the way to the far right-hand side and click on the section that says Find Help. TWLOHA.com. True Right Love on Her Arms. Thought process, would love to hear about it. Would love to hear what your thought process is on that one. So there you go. True Right Love on Her Arms. TWLOHA.com. Okay, with that being said, let's continue talking and walking and moving and grooving. And thanks once again to our friends to TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. And let's talk about some of the things that are going on inside of the multiverse. Not the multiplex right now at the moment, the multiverse. Let's talk about the multiplex. Maybe that's a better way to go about this. Let's talk about some new movies that are coming out today. Abigail. Yeah, after a group of criminals kidnap a ballerina daughter of a powerful underworld figure, they retreat to an isolated mansion, unaware that they have locked inside no normal little girl. So there you go. That comes out today. Rated R horror movie, of course. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. The British military recruits a group of highly skilled soldiers to strike against German forces behind enemy lines during World War II. That comes out today. And Spy X Family Code White, PG-13, after receiving an order to replace Operation Strix, Lloyd decides to help Anya win a cooking competition by making the director's favorite meal in order to prevent his replacement. So there you go. Just telling you what's out. That's what's coming out today. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about some Uber weird real quick. Uber had released the 8th annual Uber Lost and Found Index. That listing is the most common and most unique things that riders have left behind. They often list things that they have forgotten in Uber vehicles as pretty much what you would expect. Clothing, luggage, headphones, wallets, jewelry, phones. But the most unique item left behind, well, unique among them were a frontal hair toupee. hot sauce, a breathalyzer, all together in a fart sensor, a leaf of unidentified plants, and the customer said much needed. So there you go. Two containers of live spiders, a tray of meat pie. Other items at the top of the most unique lost items were list include a small rat skeleton prop, a candle that says "See you in court," a tub of surgical implants, police grade handcuffs. Is there a different? I didn't know that there was a different grade of handcuffs. A live pet turtle, my girlfriend's pregnant pills. Customers who lose items in Uber can use the app to reconnect to their driver. However, Uber says that some passengers weren't worried about getting their stuff back, asking their driver to accept a nice cheese, some tomatoes, and leftover pasta in addition to a tip. Can you just imagine some of the items that were left or that were might have been too embarrassing to report? I've never gotten something in Uber, but I've never forgotten something in an Uber, but I'm pretty sure that Uber Eats drives a few French fries that go missing on a regular basis. I'm just saying. I mean, think about it for a moment. And I'm not picking on Uber. I'm just using this as an example. You are aware that if you order something from Uber Eats, talking about this French fry thing for a moment, why is it that Uber Eats packaging now has stickers on them? Do you know what I'm talking about? It's the sticker to hold the bag sealed. There's a reason for that. Somebody just didn't come up with that because they said, hey, this sounds like a good idea. Some hokey pokey stuff was going on that somebody said, it's time to put a sticker here.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. Some stuff to think about right there. No doubty-outy about that stuff. So there you go. Anyway, so, why don't we do this? Let's go ahead and bring some John Smalls inside of our life and let him tell us a little bit about what the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute. And let's do that right now.
Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Paul. Tony Robbins said, "It is in your moment of decision that your destiny is shaped." I love that. I've witnessed this firsthand. People who decide to step up to the plate to help somebody, and that decision changes their life for the better. Don LaFontaine was a famous voice actor. You've heard his voice on almost every movie trailer from the mid-80s until he passed away just a little over a decade ago. He was hired to work the controls. One day, the hired voice didn't make it to a session. They asked Don to step up. Well, he did, and his life was changed in an instant. He accidentally became one of the most recognizable and highest paid voice actors in the world because the other guy didn't show up.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. Although Moses' first attempt to deliver the Israelites was an unmitigated failure, the Lord did not give up on him. After 40 years had passed, an angel appeared to Moses in the flames of a burning bush in the desert near Mount Sinai. Then the Lord said to him, "Now come, I will send you back to Egypt." This is the same Moses they had rejected with the words, "Who made you ruler and judge?" He was sent to be their ruler and deliverer by God Himself. You may have failed, but the Lord hasn't given up on you. He didn't give up on Moses, and He won't give up on you. Thank you, Lord, for never giving up on us. Amen.
If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Just saved my ass there.
Like I give a flying, you know.
Okay, some people giving a flying, you know what. That's what that said. So there you go. 53 minutes past the top of the hour as we are still hanging out on this Freeform Friday. That is no doubt about that. Anyways, let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2020, the U.S. COVID-19 death toll passes 40,000 with more than 740,000 cases reporting, according to Johns Hopkins. Also on this day, the UK COVID-19 death toll reaches 16,060. The Sunday Times criticizes Prime Minister Boris Johnson's response to the virus, saying they sleepwalked into this disaster that happened back in 2020. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Matt Soto turns 23. Simu Liu turns 35. Maria Sharapova turns 37. Candace Parker, 38. Ali Wong, 42. Hayden Christensen turns 43. Kate Hudson turns 45. Joanna Gaines turns 46. James Franco turns 46. I would have never guessed that they were the same age, by the way. Just throwing that out there. Ashley Judge turns 56. Suge Knight turns 59. And Tim Curry turns 78. Those are all birthdays that are going on today. Just in case, if you were looking for some of them, I always like to try to help out with some of that if you want to know. Let's talk about Did You Know real quick. Researchers say that text messages and social media posts where words are stretched out by inserting repeating letters or groups of letters aren't done for so much for fun. They're actually conveying emotions. A 2020 university, that's confusing, of Vermont analyzes about 20 billion tweets found by stretching out a word, whether written or spoken. It can be alter the meaning of the word as well as the emotions behind it. In certain words, it can be an indication of sarcasm or playfulness. Like sure and right. On the other side, yes can indicate tremendous excitement. So can Friday and payday. You know, just some stuff to think about. Where sometimes people are just not 100% sure how to spell something and they just throw some shit out there just in regards of that particular side. Just throwing that out there because that is what happens from time to time. Anyways, let's talk about this real quick. If you need a, let me see. No random jokes yet, none of that. Let me give you some days of the year to celebrate because I think that's going to be important. Today's John Parker Day, Education and Sharing Day, Sylvester and the Cat Birthday, Humorous Day, National Clean Out the Medicine Cabinet Day. Oh, I thought that happens like every day, depending on the person. What else? World Jackal Day, Poetry and Creative Mind Day, National Hanging Out Day, Bicycle Day. I guess I should go celebrate that one. National Garlic Day, National Amaretto Day, and National Rice Ball Day. National Rice Ball Day. There you go. Here's some rice balls for you. So there you go. Let's see. If you need a random joke for today, I have one of those. It's hard to tell if people are interested in joining my sarcastic club or not. If you need a question for the water cooler, or if you need a phone starter, let's try this one. What song are you compelled to sing along with, even though you totally don't know the words? I feel like that's almost every song that I listen to. Because, you know, I just don't know what the words are most of the time. Even though I've been listening to Lightning quite a lot lately by Cannons. If you listen to it and you listen to Michelle's voice alone, you kind of figure out why you're listening to that song. It's not hard to figure out. Anyways, take a listen to this real quick. If you need something for the water cooler, 23% of husbands still don't know this about their wives. What is it? Their shoe size. Well, I know my wife's shoe size because luckily my daughter's foot size is the same size. So it's not that hard to figure out. So there you go. Anyway, so that's going to sum up our time together. We're going to figure out how we're going to do next week together. That's going to be the fun part. So we'll figure something out. So we'll see how this goes. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. Also, one more time, if you're interested in coming out to the Conklin Conference, it's happening on September the 10th through the 12th, you're more than welcome to come out, hang out with us. All you have to do is go to safetyfm.io. Once you get there, you'll have all the information of what's going on, the room block that's available, and so on. It will be happening in Santa Fe, New Mexico. We'll get to hang out and do some things together. Looking forward to seeing you there. Todd Conklin will be there. Bob Edwards, Jennifer Long, Mark Yeston, just to name a few. We'll have some surprises in store. We'll talk about the world of human and organizational performance because that is what we do when we get to hang out together. Anyways, if I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Thousands of candles can be lit from a single candle. And the life of the candle will not be shortened. Happiness never decreases by being shared. Keep that in mind today, because I think that that's super important. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. Without you, oops, without you, it makes no sense.
It's the show, and they just make fun of
what we do around here. Apparently, I want to swing buttons around and see what happens. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Take pistols off, it's regrettable. Take a drink, feel the burn, unforgettable. I'll destroy you. I'll begin to breathe. Do you love me? No, I don't know if I need that, but I know who I am.